This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of knowledge, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us studying, learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Why? Because it is the language of the noble Quran. Because it's the language of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it is the language of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, I want to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to understand the noble Quran. I want to understand the ahadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, the only way to do so is for you to truly understand the Arabic language. Understanding the Arabic language gives you access to understanding the sources of our Sharia. Yes, no doubt, you might benefit from the translations, but subhanAllah, you cannot ever equate that with understanding the actual Arabic. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 16, and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to exercise number 17, but a little bit of revision, insha'Allah. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. Walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we covered the matter pertaining to plurals in the Arabic language. We learned, walhamdulillah, you have طالبٌ, plural, طُلَّابٌ, جَمْعٌ. And with regards to these جَمْعٌ, we have جَمْعٌ مُذَكَّرْ سَالِمٌ, جَمْعٌ مُؤَنَّثْ سَالِمٌ, where the original word remains, and we add in وَاوْ نُون for the masculine plural, or we add أَلِفْ تَا for the feminine plural. Example, طالبٌ, or rather, for example, we have مسلمٌ. Beautiful example, مسلمٌ. He says, I am a مسلمٌ. Walhamdulillah. What's the plural of مسلمٌ? مسلمون. MashaAllah. We added واو نون and we have the plural. She says, أنا مسلمة. I am a مسلمة. What's the plural of that? A whole group of sisters, they say, نحن مسلماتٌ. نحن مسلماتٌ. Add alif and ta, and we have the plural, walhamdulillah. We call these the masculine and feminine sound plurals, mashaAllah. As for the terminologies, you don't need to worry about all of that. Then we also have broken plurals, many, many of them. طالبٌ, طُلَّابٌ, كِتَابٌ, كُتُبٌ, قَلَمٌ, pen, أَقْلَامٌ, pens, mashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. And we covered most of those matters in exercises number 14, 15. As for exercise number 16, then we learnt about the rational and irrational plurals. So we, for example, rational, you have an intellect, mashaAllah, you're a rational being, and so humans, angels, devils, etc., jinn, they fall within the category of the rational. And irrational, any item, book, pen, animals, all of these fall within the irrational category. Well, the irrational category, or the non-human category, if you want to call it that, non-human category maybe is a bit more easy to understand. So non-human plurals are treated as singular feminine words. Non-human plurals are treated as singular feminine words. Example, somebody says, أَيْنَ الْكِلَابُ, أَيْنَ الْكِلَابُ, where are the dogs? أَيْنَ الْكِلَابُ, where are the dogs? So you want to say, they are in the house. You would technically say here, fil bayti. Hiya fil bayti. Why hiya? He's talking about dogs. But because the word kilab, it's non-human, it's not rational, and it's a plural, we will treat it as a singular feminine Arabic word. For example, another one, we have kutubun, describing it qayyimatun in the Noble Quran. Kutubun qayyimatun. Why qayyimatun? Qayyimatun meaning, precious, important. Qayyimatun is a feminine word. Well, it is describing kutubun. And kutubun is a non-rational plural, and we are treating it as a singular feminine. Walhamdulillah. We saw in our exercise, هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ. Why هَذِهِ? Same reason. Because كُتُب is the plural of book. And these books, we will treat that word كُتُب or books, we'll treat it as a singular feminine Arabic word. And so we say هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ. MashaAllah. Mumtaz. So that's what we covered in our previous majlis. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله هذا بيت. هذه بيوت هذا نجم هذه نجوم هذا قلم هذه أقلام والحمد لله. And بإذن الله تعالى, in this majlis we move on to exercise number 17. Nothing really new in exercise number 17. It's the same concept, but there's a lot of repetition. بإذن الله تعالى. جميل. الدرس السابع عشرة. Exercise number 17. Lesson number 17. أبواب المسجد مفتوحة. أبواب المسجد. Not باب. We're talking about the plural. أبواب المسجد. أبواب المسجد. Doors of the masjid. What about them? مفتوحة. مفتوحة means open. Why is مفتوحة a feminine word? Because it is describing, it's talking about, it is the khabar for abwabul masjid. And abwabul masjid is feminine. Why? Because it's a non-irrational or non-human plural. We treat it as a singular feminine Arabic word. Abwabul masjid maftuhun. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. Dear listener, you need to understand this concept. You need to understand this concept. Again, أبواب المسجد مضاف مضاف إليه. There's a possession relationship here. Doors of the masjid. The masjid doors مفتوحة are open. Why is مفتوحة feminine? Because it is describing a non-rational plural which we treat as a singular feminine word. ممتاز. Number two. لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة؟ لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة؟ Salman says to you, لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة؟ To who belongs these new homes? لمن, to who belongs? Lam of possession. من, who? لمن, to who belongs? هذه البيوت, these houses. الجديدة, describing these houses, they are new. To who belongs these new houses? The word houses is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. The answer, هي لمدير الشركة. هي, why هي? She means it here, obviously, but the it's going back to what? The it's going back to buyut, which is the houses. Here, لِمُدِيرِ الشَّرِكَةِ. They belong to the mudir, the one in charge, of the sharika, the manager of the sharika, the guy who's running the sharika, the company. What's a sharika? Sharika is a company. For example, we say shirk. The greatest sin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sin of shirk. Shirk, because you are making companions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah musta'an. So one more time, number two. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. To who belongs these new homes? هِيَ لِمُدِيرِ الشَّرِكَةِ. They belong to the owner or the manager of the company. Number three. النُّجُومُ جَمِيلَةٌ. النجوم جميلة. النجوم جميلة. النجوم جميلة. Why جميلة? Why not جميل? Why jamilatun? Jamilatun because an-nujum is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. So if we're treating it as a singular feminine word, then its describing word must also be feminine. Because the original is being treated as a feminine word, so the describing word will also be feminine in nature. The na'at will also be feminine. An-nujumu jamilatun, the stars are beautiful. هذه الدروس سهلة ما شاء الله هذه الدروس سهلة These lessons are easy هذه الدروس سهلة هذه الدروس سهلة ما شاء الله في الهند لغات كثيرة في الهند في means in في الهند in India في الهند لغات كثيرة There are many languages في الهند لغات كثيرة لغات كثيرة languages many there are many languages there's Urdu there's Hindi there's Tamil there's Meman there's Gujarati there's many there's hundreds of languages mashallah في الهند لغات كثيرة there are many languages number six أين الكتب الجديدة؟ أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Where are the new books? هي في المكتبة. هي في المكتبة. They are in the library. هي في المكتبة. هي في المكتبة. تلك السرر مكسورة. تلك السرر مكسورة. That bed. تلك those beds rather. Bed سرر. سرر is the plural. تلك السرر. Those Beds, maksuratun, are broken. Those beds are broken. Number seven, those beds are broken. Number eight, as-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. As-sa'atu, the watch. Al-yabaniyatu. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu, the Japanese watch. The Japanese watch, what about it? Rakhisatun, it is cheap. In this sentence, is there any plural? No, there's no plural, right? We're just dealing with all feminine words. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu, the Japanese watch, rakhisatun, is cheap. Number nine. هذه الحمر للفلاح هذه الحمر حمر are donkeys حمار and the plural is حمر هذه الحمر these donkeys للفلاح belong to the farmer هذه الحمر للفلاح ما شاء الله you could also say هذه الحمير هذه الحمير so the word The plural for himarun is two. You could either say humuru or you could say alhamiru lilfallahi belongs to the farmer. هَذِهِ الْحُمُرُ لِلْفَلَّاحِ Why did we say هَذِهِ? Because humur is a non-rational plural, so we're going to treat it as a singular feminine, so we say هَذِهِ هَذِهِ الْحُمُرُ لِلْفَلَّاحِ Mumtaz. Number 10. أين كتبكن يا أخوات؟ أين كتبكن يا أخوات؟ Where are you people's books, O sisters? أين كتبكن؟ Where's you people's books, يا أخوات؟ هي في الفصل. They are in the classroom. Here goes back to the word كتب. هي في الفصل. They are in the classroom. Here fil fasli, they are in the classroom. What's the they? They here goes back to the books. Number 11. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. Again. هذه كتبي. ما معنى هذه كتبي? You translate يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. هذه كتبي. These are my books. وتلك. And those. كتب أختي. They are the كتب of my كتب أختي. They are the books of my sister. كتب أختي. Books of my sister. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. هذه these. means here these makatib desks, هذه مكاتب الطلاب, these are students' desks, these are the desks of the students, هذه مكاتب الطلاب, هذه مكاتب الطلاب, هذه مكاتب الطلاب, these are the makatib, the maktab plural, the makatib, the desks of the students. Number 13, في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. في هذا الشارع, in the street. في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. There are hotels. كبيرة, big. There are big hotels. So فنادق is the plural of فندق, non-rational plural, treated as singular feminine. So the describing word كبيرة is also feminine. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. تمارين, exercises. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. أين الكتب الجديدة؟ أين الكتب الجديدة؟ أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Where are the new books? أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Where are the new books? An answer could be الكتب الجديدة في الفصل. الكتب الجديدة في الفصل. The new books are in the classroom. Another one. الكتب الجديدة في السيارة. The new books are in the car. الكتب الجديدة في المسجد. The new books are in the masjid. We could answer like that. Or better, shorter, we could answer. هي في الفصل. هي. They are in the classroom. Here في المسجد, they are in the masjid. Here في السوق, they are in the marketplace. ممتاز, ممتاز. Number two. لمن هذه البيوت الكبيرة؟ لمن هذه البيوت الكبيرة؟ لمن, to who belongs هذه البيوت, these houses, الكبيرة, big houses, to who belongs these big houses? We could answer. Here لمدير الشركة. Here لمدير الشركة. They belong to the manager of the company. Here لمدير الشركة. ممتاز. We could also answer here للتاجر. They belong to the businessman. Here للتاجر. If they belong to you, how would you answer? Here لي. Here لي, they belong to me. Here they, لي, belong to me. ممتاز. They belong to your mother. Here لأمي. Here لأمي. What's the here? The here is denoting the new houses. ممتاز. Number 3. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. Are the doors of the car open? أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. Are the doors of the car open? Are the car doors open? If your answer is yes, you say نعم هي مفتوحة. نعم هي مفتوحة. Yes, they are open. نعم هي مفتوحة. Number 4. أين أقلام المدرس؟ أين أقلام المدرس؟ Where are the pens of the teacher? Where's the teacher's pens? أين أقلام المدرس؟ Let's say for example, they are with محمد. Here عند محمد. Here عند محمد. Here they. عند with محمد. They are with محمد. أين أقلام المدرس؟ هي عند محمد. أين أقلام المدرس؟ هي عند محمد. Or for example, they're on the table. هي على المكتب. هي على المكتب. Or for example, they are in the book. هي in the bag. هي في الحقيبة. هي في الحقيبة. هي في الحقيبة. ما شاء الله. أين الكلاب؟ Very good example. أين الكلاب؟ Where are the dogs? أين الكلاب؟ Where are the dogs? هي في المستشفى, for example. هي في المستشفى. هي في المستشفى. They are in the hospital. Or for example, هي في البيت. They are in the house. Or for example, هي في الحديقة. They are in the park. هي في الحديقة. They are in the park. Or let's say they are on the street. هي في الشارع. They are in the street. هي في الشارع. ممتاز. أين الحمير؟ Where are the donkeys? أين الحمير؟ أين الحمير؟ Where are the donkeys? We could say, for example, الحمير في الحديقة. الحمير في الحديقة. The donkeys are in the garden. الحمير في الحديقة. The donkeys are in the garden. اللهم استعان. And look at how close in pronunciation the word amir is to the word hamir. Allahumma musta'an. So if you have an amir who is smart, who is intelligent, who is responsible, then mashallah, he is an amir. He is the man in charge. He is an amir and deserves to be the amir. But if the amir is a waste of time, if the amir is a sellout, if the amir is not responsible, then in reality he is more of a hamir than an amir. Allahumma musta'an. Number 7. أين كتبك؟ أين كتبك يا مريم؟ أين كتبك يا مريم؟ أين كتبك يا مريم؟ Where are your books, O Maryam? She would say, هي في الحقيبة. They are in the bag. هي في الحقيبة. هي في الحقيبة. They are in the bag. Or هي في البيت. They are in the house. Or هي في بيتي. They are in my house. هي في بيتي. They are in my house. ما شاء الله. Number 8. أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ Where are the notebooks of the students? Where's the students' notebooks? أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ You could give a long answer. دفاتر الطلاب في الفصل. The students' notebooks are in the classroom. Or هي في الفصل. Here fil fasli. Simpler, better, easier. Here fil fasli. Number 9. Aina fanadiqu as-saghiratu? Aina fanadiqu as-saghiratu? Where are the small hotels? Aina fanadiqu as-saghiratu? Aina fanadiqu as-saghiratu? Where are the small hotels? في الشارع. They are in the street. Or here أمام المستشفى. They are in front of the hospital. Here أمام المستشفى. They are in front of the hospital. Or let's say they're behind the hospital. Here خلف المستشفى. They are behind the hospital. لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ To who belongs these new pens? Whose new pens are these? Here لي. You could say, they belong to me. Hiya li, they belong to me. Or, hiya li Muhammadin, they belong to Muhammad. Or, hiya lil mudarrisi, they belong to the teacher. MashaAllah, walhamdulillah. So, ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, we hope you are getting the hang of this concept, inshaAllah. Non-human or non-rational, plural, treated as singular, feminine. Aynal كلاب. Where are the dogs? هي في البيت. They are in the home. هي في الحديقة. They are in the garden. ما شاء الله. ممتاز. ممتاز. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله. يا أمت الله. بإذن الله تعالى. We take the next exercise. And the next exercise is exercise number 2. حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. They give us an example. Number 1, مثال. الباب مفتوح. الباب مفتوح. The door is open. الباب مفتوح. Plural. الأبواب مفتوحة. الأبواب مفتوحة. الأبواب. So, باب became الأبواب. الباب became الأبواب. Plural. And so, when we pluraled the subject, we have to also plural the خبر. We have to also plural the information. الأبواب
or rather we don't have to plural the khabar, but rather we have to adjust the gender. Because originally al-babu, that's masculine, maftuhun is masculine. But now we're saying al-abwab, well al-abwab, that's feminine. So maftuhatun, the khabar must also be feminine, the predicate must also be feminine. Example, هذا قلم جديد, هذا قلم جديد, هذا قلم جديد, هذه أقلام جدد, هذه أقلام جدد, هذه أقلام جدد. So هذه, why? Because we're talking about non-rational plural. Which one? أقلام, pens. And why did we say جدد? Because we want to plural that describing word, because it is describing aqlam, which is also plural. Walhamdulillah. Number three, an-najmu jamilun, an-najmu jamilun, an-nujumu jamilatun, an-nujumu jamilatun, an-nujumu jamilatun. Number four, or rather number three, ذلك كتاب قديم, ذلك كتاب قديم, ذلك كتاب قديم, that is an old book. Plural that, ذلك كتاب قديم. Change that, ذلك كتاب قديم will become تلك كتب قديمة, تلك كتب قديمة, تلك كتب قديمة. Again, تلك كتب قديمة, تلك, far away, that. كتب, the plural of كتاب, and قديم, well, we feminine, we make that into مؤنث feminine, so قديمة. تلك كتب قديمة, تلك كتب قديمة, تلك كتب قديمة. ذلك البيت جميل, ذلك البيت جميل, that house is beautiful, that house is beautiful. Rather change that, so it would be, make it into houses. So تلك البيوت, تلك البيوت جميلة, تلك البيوت جميلة, ما شاء الله. Number five, هذا الدرس سهل, هذا الدرس سهل, هذا الدرس سهل. Make it durus. So هذه الدروس, هذه الدروس سهلة, هذه الدروس سهلة, هذه الدروس سهلة, والحمد لله. And that is يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, هذا الجبل بعيد. Number six, هذا الجبل بعيد, that mountain is far, that mountain is far. Let's plural jabal, make it jibal. So we would say tilka al-jibalu, not dhalika al-jibalu, tilka al-jibalu, tilka al-jibalu. Now ba'idun, will it remain ba'idun, or are we going to change it to a ba'idatun, feminine, because it's now describing something feminine? Yes, so we would say tilka al-jibalu ba'idatun, tilka al-jibalu ba'idatun, those mountains are far. Mumtaz. Number seven, هذا المكتب مكسور, هذا المكتب مكسور, this desk is broken. هذا المكتب مكسور, plural مكتب, مكاتب. هذه المكاتب مكسورة, هذه المكاتب مكسورة, هذه المكاتب مكسورة. مكاتب, the plural of مكتب. Why did we say هذه? Because مكاتب is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Why did we say مكسورة? Because it is describing something technically which is feminine. So هذه المكاتب مكسورة, ما شاء الله. Number eight, هذا مسجد جميل, هذا مسجد جميل, plural. هذه مساجد جميلة. هذه مساجد جميلة. هذه مساجد جميلة. Number 9. هذه ساعة رخيصة. هذه ساعة رخيصة. Plural. هذه ساعات رخيصة. هذه ساعات رخيصة. هذه ساعات رخيصة. Number 10. تلك الطائرة كبيرة. That aeroplane is big. تلك الطائرة كبيرة. Plural. تلك الطائرات كبيرة. تلك الطائرات كبيرة. تلك الطائرات كبيرة. ممتاز. Number 11. هذا طالب جديد. هذا طالب جديد. Plural. هؤلاء طلاب جدد. هؤلاء طلاب جدد. That's not a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. No, طالب rational, mashallah. So, هؤلاء طلاب جدد. Again, هذا طالب جديد plural. هذا becomes هؤلاء. طالب becomes طلاب. جديد becomes جدد. هؤلاء طلاب جدد. ممتاز. ذلك الرجل عالم كبير. ذلك الرجل عالم كبير. That man is a big scholar. That man is a big scholar. So plural that. أولئك الرجال. أولئك الرجال. Those men. أولئك الرجال. علماء كبار. أولئك الرجال علماء كبار. علماء كبار. أولئك الرجال علماء كبار. ممتاز. Number 13. هذا النهر كبير. هذا النهر كبير. This river is big. Plural. هذه الأنهار كبيرة. هذه الأنهار كبيرة. هذه الأنهار كبيرة. هذه الأنهار كبيرة. ما شاء الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله. ضع في الأماكن الخالية فيما يلي أخبارا مناسبة. Fill in the blanks. Exercise number 3. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate predicate, with the appropriate خبر. البيت. What about the بيت? البيت كبير. البيت جميل. البيت وسخ. The house is dirty. The house is big. Simple one. Number 2. النجوم. Non-rational plural. So النجوم. What would your answer be? النجوم. Describe. Put a predicate there. النجوم جميلة. Feminine. Yes. النجوم جميلة. النجوم كبيرة. ممتاز. النجوم بعيدة. The stars are far. Number 3. الباب كبير. Masculine. الباب كبير. الباب جديد. The door is new. القلم صغير. The pen is small. القلم جديد. The pen is new. Singular. القلم وسخ. The pen is dirty. Number 5. البيوت. Non-rational plural. النجوم أراد البيوت كبيرة. البيوت كبيرة. البيوت جديدة. البيوت وسخة. The houses are dirty. Number 6. الأبواب. The doors. Non-rational plural. الأبواب مفتوحة. الأبواب مفتوحة. الأبواب جميلة. The doors are beautiful. السيارات. The cars. Plural. السيارات جميلة. السيارات وسخة. السيارات جديدة. New. Number 8. المنديل. What's a منديل? منديل is a handkerchief. المنديل. المنديل وسخ. Masculine. المنديل وسخ. One handkerchief or one tissue. المنديل جديد. المنديل كبير. The handkerchief is big. Number 9. الفنادق. The hotels. Al-Fanadiqu, what about the hotels? Al-Fanadiqu Jamilatun. Al-Fanadiqu Jamilatun. The hotels are beautiful. Al-Fanadiqu Jadidatun. The hotels are new. Al-Fanadiqu Saghiratun. The hotels are small. Number 10. At-Tullabu Jududun. The students are new. At-Tullabu fi al-Masjidi. The students are in the classroom. At-Tullabu Jududun. At-Tullabu. What? Naam. Jayid. At-Tullabu fi al-Fasli. Jayid. Whatever you want. At-Tullabu something. At-Tullabu Jududun. The students are new. At-Tullabu Sigharun. The students are small. At-Tullabu Kibarun. The students are big. Al-Qumsanu. The shirts. Al-Qumsanu, non-rational plural. Al-Qumsanu wasikhatun. Al-Qumsanu wasikhatun. The shirts are dirty. The shirts are dirty. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. We now move on to exercise number 4. And walhamdulillah, we're almost at the end of exercise number 17, or lesson number 17, mashallah, walhamdulillah. This book 1 has 23 lessons. So there's very few left, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Hat jam al-kalimat al-atiya. Provide the plural for the following, words. Provide the plural. Babun, abwabun. Babun, abwabun. Baytun, buyutun. Baytun, buyutun. Najmun, nujumun. Stars. Najmun, nujumun. Qalamun, aqlamun. Pens. Qalamun, aqlamun. Pens. Then we have himarun. What's the plural of himarun? We could either say humurun or hamirun. Both of them apply. Humurun or hamirun, both apply. Sarirun. What's a sarirun? Sarirun is a bed. Plural, sururun. Sururun. Nahrun, a river. Anharun. Anharun. Anharun, rivers. Sayaratun, sayaratun. Sayaratun, sayaratun, cars. Kalbun, kilabun. Kalbun, kilabun. Ta'iratun, aeroplane. Ta'iratun, ta'iratun. Darsun, durusun. Bahrun, ocean. Buhurun, or rather biharun. Allahumma sta'ish, buhurun. Biharun, biharun, bahrun, biharun, bahrun, biharun. So that is a jam' maksur, broken plural. Bahrun, biharun, bahrun, biharun. Kitabun, kutubun. Qamisun, qumsanun. Qamisun, qumsanun. Darrajatun, darrajatun. Darrajatun, darrajatun. Haqlun, huqulun. Haqlun, a field. Huqulun, fields. Haqlun, huqulun. Jabalun, jibalun. Mountain. Jabalun, jibalun, mountains. Jibalun, mashallah. Jabal Uhud, for example, the mountain of Uhud. Al-kalimatul jadidatu, new words. Al-sharikatu, sharikatun. Al-sharikatu, sharikatun. Al-sharikatu, sharikatun. Al-sharikatu, the company. Sharikatun, companies. Mudiru al-sharikati, the manager of the company. Rakhisun, cheap. Al-qamisu, the shirt. Qumsanun, shirts. Qumsanun, shirts. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. O male and female servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that, we have completed exercise or lesson number 17, mashallah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in knowledge which is beneficial, mashallah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, a maxim from the Noble Quran, and this is maxim number 22, I think it is. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي The one who has taqwa وَيَصْبِرْ And makes sabr فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ Verily Allah لَا يُضِيعُ Will not allowed to get wasted أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ The reward of those who do ihsan Those who do good This in reality this verse Which is in Surah Yusuf Verse number 90 It deals with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fellow man. It is in the middle of the Surah Yusuf where the brothers of Yusuf enter upon him and they want him to assist. They don't know that's their brother Yusuf. They want some food from him, etc., etc. Eventually he announces and he mentions to them that I am Yusuf. He says, قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَيُوسُف? They say, are you Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي I am Yusuf and this is my brother قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered favors upon us إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ The one who has taqwa and has sabr فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah will not allow the reward of the ones who do good to go to waste subhanallah So Yusuf alayhi salam He recites and he mentions this here. And subhanallah, we have two matters mentioned in this verse. We have the matter of taqwa mentioned and we have the matter of sabr mentioned. The first one mentioned is taqwa and after that sabr. Like for example, if you know you... to do the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wake up and perform your salah and to pay your zakah in all of these matters many of the ulama state so for example for the orders of Allah for the obligations and the orders of Allah you know this taqwa will push you and ensure that you do it And then you need to have sabr also to do what? To avoid the haram, to avoid the prohibitions. So for the orders, your taqwa takes you that extra mile. And with regards to staying away from the haram, well, that requires a lot of patience and perseverance. Well, that's that sabr. That's that sabr that one requires. And so the matter of taqwa and the matter of sabr, subhanallah. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. He was in the he was in that pit. He was in that well. His brothers had left him, and he went through a lot of difficulties and problems, etc. He had to make a lot of sabr. Same with regards to when that woman, the wife of the Aziz, tempted him. So he says that the jail is better for him than what she is calling him to, and so. That also requires a lot of sabr, subhanallah. And also, ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, especially the first category where his brothers had done him down, they abandoned him. This was something out of his control. He didn't control this matter. He didn't have a choice in this matter. That is a lot of sabr that he made, no doubt, subhanallah. But the second one, where this woman tempted him, the woman wanted him, etc. She wanted him to fall into this haram with her. And so here he observed the sabr. This was by choice. And this is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repeat, the first amount of sabr and difficulty that he went through, he had no choice in the matter. He was the victim and his brothers had done such and such to him. And yes, he had his taqwa and his sabr and great reward he will get. But look at the second one. The second one is even greater because here he had a choice. He had a choice and he chose, rather I go to jail is better than what this woman is calling me to, subhanallah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, the importance of the matter of taqwa And the matter of sabr. Taqwa will take you the extra mile to do that which Allah has ordered. And sabr will ensure that you stay away and you persevere in staying away from that which is haram. So you want to watch whatever it might be. You want to touch whatever it might be. You want to look at whatever it might be. But subhanallah, you know, you have that sabr. And you know, the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than whatever short enjoyment you might get. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sabr. Masha'Allah, tabarakallah. A few verses from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ This is جار and مجرور على الله upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala توكلنا that we have our توكل على الله توكلنا upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our reliance إنما المؤمنون إنما verily المؤمنون the believers إخوة they are brothers. Hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-haya'u, haya, to have modesty, bashfulness, al-haya'u min al-imani, it is from iman, it is from faith, subhanallah. Man dalla ala khairin, man dalla, whoever guides, dalil, you are the dalil, man dalla ala khairin, whoever guides to khair, to that which is good, falahu, for him, mithlu ajri fa'ili, falahu, for him, will be, mithlu, will be the same, ajri, like the ajr, like the reward of the fa'ili, like the person who does it. So if you guide somebody to doing something good, then you will also get the reward of the one who did it, subhanallah. You will also get the reward of the one who did it. At-ta'anni min Allah, calmness, taking care, thinking, pondering over the matter. At-ta'anni min Allah. Ta'anni is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala'ajalatu min ash-shaytan. And to be hasty, this is from shaytan. At-ta'anni min Allah. Wala'ajalatu min ash-shaytan. Lastly, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yashrabanna ahadum minkum qa'ima. La yashrabanna, should not drink. لا يشربنا, should not drink, أحد, anyone, منكم, from you people, قائما, while standing, rather you should sit and drink. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from knowledge which does not benefit. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.